This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Every year about this time, California almond orchards fill with brilliant white blossoms, and if all goes according to plan, the buzzing of pollinating bees. But a mysterious syndrome called colony collapse disorder has led to a shortage of bees this year.
And that's made the bees a valuable commodity and a valuable opportunity for people out to make a quick and unscrupulous buck. Sasha Coca of member station KQED has the story.
Beekeeper Brian Beekman, that's B-E-E-K-M-A-N, has been handling bees for almost three decades. Standing under a canopy of blooming almond trees, he says his fingers are so leathery, he doesn't feel bees' stingers anymore. He doesn't even notice when they nip him near his face.
Sometimes I get stung in one day, maybe 10 times, 12 times. And I get in bed at night and I'm like, God, why does my neck hurt so bad? You know, and I go, oh yeah, I forgot I got stung six times there on my neck, you know. You just get used to it. It's like anything else.
But he did feel a sharp pinch a few years ago when he lost 400 hives to colony collapse disorder, which left just a few bees in each box. He spent long hours trying to keep the remaining bees alive, feeding them extra sugar syrup. And then a few months ago, 128 of his beehive boxes vanished altogether. They were stolen.
And it's really amazing all the sinking feeling you get in your stomach, and then you wonder, what am I going to do? Gee, what do I do now, you know? It took me a couple days to even, I can sleep at night, it took me a couple days to even want to even go out into my shop or look at bees, or I was just almost depressed.
Beekman lost $40,000 in bees, even though he'd branded his name and beekeeper ID number into each bee box.
Usually the theft problem is another beekeeper whose hives have died and doesn't have enough bees to keep his honor his contract, so he goes and steals somebody else's bees to cover his own rear end, basically. So.
And California farmers need more bees because they're planting more nuts as the price of almonds soars. At the same time, healthy bees are a hot commodity. Their value has tripled over the last 3 years. Rural crime detectives like Kent Jones of the Fresno County Sheriff's Department have been looking for hundreds of stolen hives. But Jones says it's almost impossible to track down a bee thief.
I would say 95% of the cases we get related to beehives, we're not going to have any investigative leads to follow up on. Because, you know, they're there one morning and then overnight and they're gone the next. And all you have is tire track and shoe track evidence. You're not going to be able to pin down a specific person as to who took it.
The problem has gotten so bad, the California State Beekeepers Association set up a reward system. They're offering $10,000 for tips that lead to a successful arrest. There was some sweetness at the end of the story for beekeeper Brian Beekman. He took matters into his own hands and actually got his bees back. He'd heard rumors that a nearby beekeeper had been charged with bee theft before.
And so what I did was I found out where his honey house was, and then I staked out his honey house for three and a half days, sitting there in a car watching him through my rearview mirror waiting for him to leave the bee yard, and then I went out there into the bee yard, and that's where I found my colonies in there.
The other beekeeper had painted over Beekman's name on the boxes, but the branded wood still spelled out Beekman's beekeeper number. The stolen bees had mites, and Beekman nursed them back to health. They're flying around in an undisclosed location this week, pollinating almonds. The suspected bee bandit is facing felony grand theft charges and possible prison time. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.